famous Phil Hendry Show now presents Bob Green Today. Yes, Bob Green Today, a semi-regular feature here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, getting the thoughts and opinions of one of America's top grocery chain CEOs, Bob Green. Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not really one of America's top grocery chain CEOs. I'm one of America's top grocers. One of the top grocers of... I'm sorry, just... Let me
finish it and then...
Yeah.
Bob Green Today. Bob will give his thoughts and feelings as a grocery CEO on the issues of the day. And a great many of you, of course, interact with your grocer. But how many of you are lucky enough to have a man like Bob Green who will stand there in the produce section?
All right, that's fine. Thanks very much, General.
Sorry, I didn't complete it, though.
No, that's all right, because I confused you. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Green. Welcome to Bob Green Today. And I am the CEO of Fraser Foods, one of the top grocery chains in America. And I would say that what the General could have said there, not that he did anything bad, it was very, and I appreciate that, General.
You're welcome.
Was to say, with one of America's top grocers, Bob Green, representing a top grocery chain, and of course it is your grocer, week in, week out, who has his finger on the pulse of America and discusses the issues of the day. And Bob will do that today on Bob Green Today. Well, that's redundant.
Well, let's say that Bob Green...
Well, yeah, let me do it, don't you? I'll say that Bob Green Today is Bob...
Bob Green Today will talk about the issues of the day.
About the issues of today. Bob Green Today will talk about the issues of today. Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies. This should have all been worked out beforehand. I blame myself. I was a little late getting in here. I do want to thank General Galen Shaw, as well as Terry Banerska, who is our engineer, for picking out absolutely the perfect song for Bob Green Today, because I asked them last week, I said, I need... here it is here. Thank you very much, Terry. I said, I need music that... I think the old music...
Now, you said for me to bring this up.
All right, go ahead, what?
We had a number of phone calls from people saying, if you could... cut out the whole preamble and get to the show.
The preamble of what?
Explaining the music and how you're coming into town.
You know, those are what are called ringers. Those are people that were sent to call the show by another radio show. Who's on opposite us?
Nobody's on opposite you. This is a download. It's a podcast.
There's no other grocery chain?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I could swear to God Almighty, if you'll pardon my expression, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill Davila from Vaughn's,
yeah,
I think he does a podcast, and he did it specifically to offset the power, you know, of my podcast. I'm not saying anything, but just he needed to offset the immensity. I don't know.
Well, we're certainly going to be looking very carefully at how people respond to this podcast. Bob.
Well, I think they're responding very well. So you said you had a lot of people asking me to pick it up and get to it right away?
Yeah, well, that was what they were saying.
All right, I am getting to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a brand new story. You've never heard this story before. Terry Banerska picked out this song because I think it's easier for you to visualize me coming down the street with the day's specials and the day's sale items in the produce section.
Well, how is that easy to visualize?
Why do you say that?
I can visualize a guy coming down the street, but maybe with a gun, you know, but...
But with a grocery list, no?
Not really, no.
See, this is what I've been fighting my whole career, right here, what the General just did to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob.
No, it's okay, but you can imagine you going down the street with a gun, maybe Hendry, but when I come down the street with a list of the... meat specials.
Well, I don't really... It's hard to visualize. What are you wearing?
What am I... Is that the...
That's your chair, yeah.
Terry, could we get this...
By the way, I'd like to just tell you that Bud Dickman is fine with you not using him as the engineer, bringing in your own personal engineer.
Well, I want to do that because I'd met Dickman, and I understand he's normal. I know he went off a cliff or something, right?
No, he ran into an oak tree.
Okay, ran it. That's where he got the plate?
Yes, sir.
All right, look, I'm not judging him. I just felt like I needed to have a guy. And Terry is a guy. He's been with me for... Terry, where tell everybody where you were working before you came over here to be my engineer.
I was in the meat section.
He was in the meat section at Fraser Foods. So he's made that adjustment very nicely. And Terry picked out this music. Terry, can you envision me? Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Terry, can you envision me walking down?
Well, why is this emotional? I understand that it is.
It's emotional because I want people to be able to trust me. And unless they can see me coming down a dirt road, well, there we go.
And that's why I asked you not to use that. We'd had calls. When you said the first show you did, you said, I'm coming down the old dirt road.
I didn't say old dirt road. Terry, do you remember that?
I don't remember old dirt road, but I do remember you saying you're going up the dirty road.
No, I didn't. Never, Terry, do me a favor. Don't answer any more questions, okay?
Okay.
Is there a reason why he's yelling?
Terry is yelling so that I can hear him.
Now, I wanted to ask you, you didn't want to have Bud in here because he'd had an injury to his brain from putting his bike through that tree. But this kid, Terry, don't exactly
what? Terry's fine. He rolled a Jeep on top of his head. Are you saying that that's somehow worse?
No, I'm not saying that at all, but why not?
I just trust Terry's response to me more than I would Bud Dickman. Again, Bud is Phil's guy, Terry's mine.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
That's great, Terry. And do me a favor, don't just yell stuff. Wait for me to cue you, and I'll do that by pointing my finger.
Okay.
All right, Terry, this is General Shaw. I'll talk to him. What do you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say to him, Terry, wait for the general's cue. Wait for Bob's cue and wait for my cue. And all you have to do is look at me and I'll...
All right, I'll do it. Terry, wait for the general's cue. All you got to do is look at his cue and he'll, you know...
Yeah, I get it.
All right, so Terry, thank you.
Wait. Terry, thank you, the general says.
Uh-huh.
So you really want to control the...
Of course I want to control the show. All right, folks. So, again, when you hear this music... Well, that's not the music, Terry.
Hey, that's the one that goes, ah!
Turn it down, okay? Because I saw the Danish Symphony Orchestra performing this. Phil Hendry was showing it on the pre-show. And the young lady that does that wah, wah, wah was, I thought, very attractive. And I suddenly was preoccupied with, how do I get a date?
She's in Denmark.
I understand. Wow. So,
well, I mean...
I understand she's in Denmark. I happen to have enough money where I could pick her up with it. I could send a jet to get her. And by the time she got back to the States, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Do you have enough money to take her on a date after that?
Well, that was what I was worried about. No. I'm not liquid. I could sell some stocks. I could get a jet to pick her up, but by the time she got here...
You wouldn't have any more money left.
No, and I'd have to have my broker sell stocks. So, play it, will you, Terry?
Okay, this is the one with the...
Yeah. Here it is. All right, now listen to what Terry wrote the narration. Go ahead, Terry.
Wait a minute, you want me to listen to his narration?
No, he's not going to do it, but I want you to do this narration.
All right.
Go ahead, Terry.
And welcome to Bob Green. He's coming down the street in a pair of chaps. With the specials on carrots, beets, and Brussels sprouts. Bob Green today, wearing tight chaps.
That's not what you wrote.
Oh.
You didn't say tight chaps.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Are you kidding? I turn the music off. I'm Bob Green. This is Bob Green Today. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with saying chaps?
Skin tight chaps? I had to eliminate that word.
Take a look at this from Krell Brothers. It's a new cleanser. Just drop it on and wipe it off. Nothing's left. Not the stain, not the dirt, not even the wood or the metal. Yes, it takes it all away. You'll either have to buy something new, repair it, restructure it, or just forget about it. Because Krell Brothers powder does it. We wipe away everything. Just the stain, the dirt. No, 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 no. We wipe away the stain, the dirt, the metal, the object itself. It's gone, it's destroyed. So if you've got a Ming vase, something, let's say, 2,000 years of age,
stage. Let's say you have a mink stool. Let's say you have an old relic from a Cambodian Buddhist temple. Just use Crown Brothers powder and the whole thing is gone forever. Makes sense, doesn't it? Crown Brothers, now available at
Barclays.
Hi, Steve Kilgeffian. If I told you that you could weigh 130 pounds by tomorrow, what would you say to me? Well, you're a liar, Steve. You're a filthy liar. You'd be right. You'd be right. There's no way you can weigh 130 pounds by tomorrow unless you're already 130 pounds. Right now, I'm looking for people that are 130 pounds and will do diet commercials for me, for my company, where we say, tomorrow, you can look like me, you can be 130 pounds. But when you come in to do the diet, you have to be 130 pounds. Does it sound like a comedy bit? Yes, it is. The Steve Galgecki Show, Tuesday nights on Channel 69.
What an animal.
Coming down the road into town, he's got this week's meat specials and this week's fish specials. He's walking into town with skin-tight chaps.
Oh, that's wrong.
Sorry. Well, you wrote it that way.
Originally, yes, I did, and I told you.
Oh, you did write it that way.
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
It's Bob Green today. I'm Terry Bernerska.
Yeah,
Terry Bernerska.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You think that's working good?
No, I don't. I'm going to let the general do it in the next break.
Why?
Don't start, man. Watch it. Watch him. Watch him. Watch him. If he starts raging in there, it's like a...
Anybody got... You guys have got tranquilizing darts, don't you?
No, you don't have... Take it easy, Terry.
Why?
Yeah, he is. He's throwing things around in there.
It's all right, Terry. Walking into town with today's specials on salad fixings. And we also have, of course, beautiful snapper.
What's wrong?
I don't know. This is Bob Green today. And welcome to our semi-regular show. A show that we are very proud of. And one that we, of course, are very, very anxious for you to hear as we do discuss issues that I think are important to you. And as your grocer... Who are you closer to? Your doctor or your grocer? Well, I think you're closer to your doctor, of course, but the grocer is a close second. So if you think about somebody following you around ready to give you what you need, okay? They are right up your, well,
they're following you.
Yeah, they're following you. Your doctor number one, and then Bob Green's there. Always remember that. Never fear. Bob Green... Scratch that out, Terry.
Bob Green's at your rear.
I said to scratch it out.
Listen, I brought in... Phil's got Tony Olson out here. Tony, how you doing? Tony is a professional announcer.
Oh, yeah? You're a professional announcer?
Yes, sir.
Read this, will you? Start the music, Terry.
I want to do it.
Start the music, Terry.
And now, Bob Green today... A grocery clerk like none other.
Cut! Get out of here with clerk. What the fuck? You shouldn't have said clerk, Terry. Or Ted. I don't know what your name is.
All right, let's kill that music because it really gets on my nerves. And while it does make me sound like I'm bad and... I mean, I it does make me sound like a formidable man. And, of course, that's what I am. Or that's what I aspire to be. And that's what I... As far as you're concerned, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I am. But we don't need to hear it. Morning, noon, and night, you know, just...
Well, Bob, you've been talking about improving the music here on the show.
I know, but I feel like it's all I talk about, and I want to apologize to all of my listeners for that preoccupation I have for that...
Music.
Yeah, quote-unquote. Welcome again to Bob Green Today. I wanted to comment today on Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, who, as you well know... was last summer squaring off against a retired prize fighter. Floyd Mayweather, as you know, was a middleweight prize fighter with a successful career. Conor McGregor was a UFC fighter, and he wanted to prove his mettle in the ring with this prize fighter, Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather had been retired a few years, and Mayweather took up the challenge and last summer defeated Conor McGregor in a technical knockout, I think, of the sixth or the seventh round. You remember watching that, General?
Yes, I do, and that was a funny weekend, because that's the weekend Phil Hendry fell out of his bed.
Oh, yeah, Phil fell out of his bed and hit his head on I'll tell you what, he probably fell out of his bed because he had money on McGregor, but I don't know.
No, no, Phil actually picked Mayweather.
He probably fell out of his bed because he didn't put money on Mayweather.
That could be.
Anyway, that was a disappointing fight for me. I thought for sure McGregor would. Now, see, I didn't want to mention any of that.
Well, we can roll back and cut this out.
Okay, you can?
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody knowing that I bet the wrong guy. I really bet it up on McGregor, though.
Well, a lot of people did, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not a lot of people. All right, just count it down, will you?
3, 2, 1, go!
And this is Bob Green on Bob Green Today. So, Conor McGregor lost the fight to Floyd Mayweather. Now, he made some $300 million, I think. Do you recall what the exact number was, General?
Well, it was up there. $300 million sounds about right. Or that it might have been $200 million, and I think Mayweather took home $300, but it was an ungodly amount of money, and certainly more than any fight I'd ever heard of.
So, you know, and you got to figure, with proper management, you know, with proper investments, etc., that's going to last him and his heirs more than a lifetime.
I would think so, yeah.
And so there is Conor McGregor with the world by the, you know, the you-know-whats. And
well, all except he did lose that fight, and that was obviously a blow to his ego.
That's the whole thing. This is why this guy, McGregor, led some kind of an attack on a bus. I don't want to know the details. Do you know the details of this?
I don't. Other than the fact what you know, he attacked a bus full of fellow fighters, was arrested. I think one or two of them got injured.
Yeah. And so they arrested this guy. Now his future in the UFC is done. He has no more career. He's got his money, though. That's what I'm saying. But can you imagine what this guy could have been had he just held it together and continued on with his UFC career, made a few more dollars, and then became, you know, one of the great established stars, one of the legends of the game?
Well, you know, the thing of it is he never got over...
Wait. That's what I'm going to say. Let me do that.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, you count it down.
3, 2, 1. Yay! Hey, you know what, Bob? I wonder, though, what made Conor McGregor flip out?
Well, I'll tell you what. Conor McGregor lost his mind after he lost that fight to Mayweather, because that meant that even though he was going back to the UFC, where he'd won God knows a lot of bouts, made a lot of money, he was always, in his own mind, going to be a loser, because he wasn't able to crack that particular aspect of the pugilistic arts, the prize fight. And in his mind, he was a loser. And I think that that's what caused this anger in him.
So he, even though he's feated around the world, and it was a very close fight.
Well, it was close, but hey, let's be honest. The referee had to call it, because by the end of that fight, and you saw the fight, and I watched the fight, and I slowed it way, way down. I've got a special tape machine, a special DDR, where I can slow it down just like... It just inches along, and I watched over and over again that one punch going into McGregor's face, and his whole face just did. Excuse me for making these noises, folks, because you can't see me. But the glove went into McGregor's face, and his face collapsed as if he were to sound like this: "Hi, my name's Conor McGregor."
That's very good, Bob.
Thank you. Although, you know, I'm not a clown per se.
3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Oh. Well, I'm not saying you're a clown. I'm saying that you did a very good impression of McGregor. Now, why did you slow it down like that?
Well, I'll tell you, General, I slowed it down because I had put a lot of money on Conor McGregor in that fight. And he loses it in the sixth round. And this is hard for me to say, but any of you who put money on McGregor, you know where I'm coming from.
Well, Bob, if this is kind of emotional,
I put all this money down.
Why don't we take a phone call?
Let's take a phone call. You're right, General. We'll take a phone call from a lot of you who bet money on, and we are remembering the Conor McGregor fight because of the problems that this guy now is involved in, attacking a busload of fellow UFC fighters. My God. Hi, who is this?
That guy's name is Jeff.
It's Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to ask you about a couple things, Bob. First of all, you said that McGregor disappointed you in a fight.
He did, very much so, yeah.
And you slowed it way, way down and way, way down to do what?
I wanted to see that punch do... I wanted to see what it did to his face in as slow a motion as I could so it would live on.
Oh, see, that's anger.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is really being angry about stuff, and I'm not so sure if that's a healthy, you know, reaction.
Well, I don't really care. I put down a lot of money.
Do you mind telling us how much?
Yes, I do mind.
Okay, so that means it was probably up in the high five figures.
You'll never know, Jeff. But is that it for your call?
No. The main reason why I called is because in looking at that fight and then looking at that slowed down tape of McGregor's face, you know, collapsing in slow motion, do you feel that you have a great deal of anger? And I'll hang up and listen. Oh.
All right, we're waiting for Jeff to hang up.
You know, this is actually a cell phone, so I don't know what I'm doing with it.
What are you doing?
I'm just banging it on the table. I get to...
All right, thanks a lot for your call, Jeff. I was angry because as I watched McGregor shift from the right foot, from the right-handed stance to the left, you know, to the southpaw stance, and doing all this flashy jazz, and he never was able to really gain control of the fight, that's what started to make me angry. So till the end of it, I didn't care. You could almost say I was rooting for Mayweather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, because I remember when Mayweather was laying into him, and I looked at those punches going, I just said, go, do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, folks. Well, do you feel that this anger is because you had a lot of money on the fight? Well, I understand I can afford to lose the money that I lost. I can afford to lose the money that I lost. Did I want to? Has it impacted me negatively in terms of my finances? Yes. To give an example, I was planning on flying to the Masters this past weekend. I was going to charter an airplane, fly into the Masters, you know, not into the Masters, but get as close as I possibly could to the Masters, and then have the ramp come down. Because what I wanted people to see is they'd turn around as they were watching somebody tee off, and they'd see Bob Green
taxiing in.
Exactly. Bob Green taxiing in.
You need some water?
I got some. And then the ramp would come down, and I'd walk down, and I had it all planned out. I had a white suit that I was going to wear with a green, emerald green shirt, and I was going to walk down with both hands elevated shoulder high on each side, holding champagne glasses, okay? And then behind me was Cutesy, you know, the girl that, oh, yeah, she used to be a checker for you, and you going out with her? I've asked her out on a couple of dates, and she said no, but I said, well, what if I fly into the Masters? She said, okay. And she was going to hold my coat up as if it was a train. Never mind.
What's wrong with it?
Because first of all, we didn't do it. Second of all, that was my shot with her. And
so she won't date you?
No, she will not date me. And a lot of you ladies are listening right now, and you know what? Let's just...
Well, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll be right back. This is Bob Green today here on the world-famous... Phil Henry Show.
Bob Green today on the Phil Henry Show. Brought to you by Benson's Meats since 1958 here in the Cavalcade Valley. Benson's Meats. We make succulent roasts, juicy pork loin, tenderloin, and the juicy hoof. Juice on the hoof, juicy steaks. That's Stinson's Meats. Stinson's Meats has been serving the Cavalcade Valley since 1958 with the tastiest meats you've ever had. And now, we've teamed up with Ted's of Beverly Hills to tell you we will put our meat in your mouth and you will like it. We're sure of that.
Hi, everybody. This is Ted Bell. I now use exclusively Stinson's Meats in the Cavalcade Valley for Ted's of Beverly Hills. We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And at Stinson's Meats, we not only want to put our meat in your mouth, but we're going to put our meat in your mouth and you'll like it.
Stinson's Meats. We want to put our meat in your mouth, or I'm fairly certain you'll run for the restaurant screaming.
Remember, at Stinson's Meats, we want to put our meat in or near your mouth.
Welcome back here to Bob Green Today. An informal chat session and an informal seminar with grocery clerk shit.
Cut.
Can we cut it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut.
You're sure we can cut? We're not live.
No.
And welcome back now to Bob Green Today, CEO of Fraser Foods, one of the foremost grocery chains in America. Yes, Bob Green Today.
striding inexorably down the dirt road of a town. And when I say dirt road, I do not mean what a lot of you are thinking. Is that
how I wanted you to say it?
Yes.
All right.
Bob Green going down the dirt road wearing not tight
chaps. Hello, folks. I'm Bob Green. No, I'm not wearing skin-tight chaps, although I do favor them. And my whole purpose of doing this show is to, you know, extend the experience in the grocery store that you and I have when we talk and we commiserate about the issues of the day. And, oh, and I say to you, oh, by the way, we've got brisket for such and such a pound. By the way, Mrs. So-and-so, we've got oranges, we got apples, you know. And I try to give you the goodbyes on produce and on meats. And then I also talk to you about the stuff that's happening in the world. And boy, have we had some crazy news.
Well, I should say so, and it's getting crazier. Of course, you know, the latest news is that what is the latest news?
There's all kinds of stuff happening. There's Syria. There was a fire at Trump Tower. Unfortunately, a man died, but...
Don't bring that up.
No. So there's a lot in the news, but it all comes back to the same thing. And that is how well you trust me and how you see me. Now, what I thought we would do is get some phone calls from people and play this music and see how do they see me, see, as I come down the street.
All right. Now, David G. Hall is on the phone.
Who's that?
David G. Hall. He's the vice president of syndication. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. It's David G. Hall.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm the vice president of syndication for the Phil Henry Show. And I don't know whether or not you were aware of that. I know that we met briefly over at Jimmy Dean's house.
The sausage guy?
No. Jimmy Dean plays trumpet.
Okay.
Anyway, I would just wanted to say to you that you've really made it very nicely clear to everybody about the trumpet blowing here. But I think you've got to get off this.
I'll get off it in a minute, but I said I'm going to have people call in with their impression of what I look like as I stride down the street.
Right, but you made the point that you stride down the street.
All right, well, let me ask you, what do you see in your mind's eye as you hear this music?
Well,
what do you see?
I see you coming down the street, and you said you wear chaps, right?
That's right.
All right, are chaps what those guys wear when they play the guitar in the restaurant?
No, that's that mariachi pants.
Okay, that's I see you in mariachi pants, and I see...
Thank you very much for that.
I'll let you hang up.
I'm not in mariachi pants, so ladies and gentlemen, if you see me in mariachi pants, well, no, you didn't.
Man.
Welcome back here to Bob Green Today. So the news, as we know it, is that Conor McGregor,
Oh, yeah, you're going to do the Conor McGregor thing.
Yeah, so getting back to Conor McGregor, I decided that I would be honest with myself and honest with you. I lost a lot of money. I had bet on McGregor. And so what I was looking at as I slowed that tape down, I slowed it down to the point where I could see his face getting beat and beat, beat up.
This is very emotional for you.
How many times are you going to say it? You're right. And so I could watch the face get beat in. And I hope he never...
We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm fine.
No, we're taking a break. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and it is Bob Green Today.
Right here, see?
Bob Green, striding down the street.
Okay, we're clear.
Whoops.
You call ducks with it. It looks like a snake. What's better for that hunting season? The Beaverly Duck Call. You and your friends wearing the hats, looking like Elmer Fudd, going through the high weeds. The Beaverly Duck Call.
I'm Chad Beaverly, and I believe in ducks. I believe in shooting them. I believe in eating them. And I believe in going back out and doing it again. Many, 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 many times over the course of several months. That's why I developed the Beaverly Duck Call. It looks exactly like a rattlesnake. Your friends will go, ah! And they'll leap away as you go ahead and bag another duck. The Beaverly Duck Call. Get it at Milton Sports. And the fine people at Dr. Klaus's Sports Jungle. The Beaverly Duck Call. I enjoy it. I know you will too. Just go ahead and give it a squeeze. And the ducks start dropping like gold out of your you-know-what.
Welcome back now to Bob Green Today with the
CEO of Fraser Foods, Bob Green.
Thank you very much, General. Well, looking at the issues of the day, and there are quite a few of them. Of course, we have a border situation. President Trump has said there was an emergency down there. There was a caravan of illegals coming toward the United States, and they were monitoring this. My younger son plays in a mariachi band on the weekends. The reason why that man called and said he saw me in mariachi pants is because his son, that gentleman that just called, by the way, is a man named Jeff Dowder. Is that his son?
No, it's not his son. It's just like his cousin.
All right, his cousin goes to the same school and is in the mariachi band and wears mariachi. And so they envision me in mariachi pants. That's the only reason why that I would meet the caravan. What did they say?
You'd meet the caravan with a bugle and all of the day's specials.
Well, how is that badass?
Well, it's you're meeting it wearing your mariachi pants. You play the bugle, and then you read off the specials.
Well, and so that's going to turn them back?
That's what was giving a lot of the people that agree with you and support you, that's what they saw happening. I don't know whether it was going to turn anybody back, but that's how they sort of reconciled it in their mind.
And what does that mean, reconciled?
Well, because they thought it was a... Bob, I'm just reporting, okay?
Go ahead.
They thought it was a little ridiculous, you walking out into the desert in mariachi pants. So they tried to...
So they tried to make it sound less embarrassing.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a lot of fun. And...
You're leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving. If you want to keep doing the show, you can do it, but I'm leaving.
Bob Green today, Bob.
Hey, Mr. Green, where are you going?
None of your business. You stay here. Don't follow me.
Bob Green today. A presentation of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Executive producer Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
This isn't the song.
No, I know. I need that one.
Well, then put the other one on.